So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What's going on, everyone? It's Shakir Hussein here. And today, I am super pumped. It's Q1. It's getting, I'm every day I'm getting more and more excited. I hope you are too. And so I want to share with you something really, really powerful, which is my morning routine. And I've just streamlined it a lot more right now. So I'm ready to share with you what I do on a day-to-day basis to increase my morning power, how I wake up, what I do when I wake up. Because listen, how you start your day has the power to completely transform your results, your thinking, your energy, how you show up. Like this morning, because I know I followed through on what I said I was going to do, guess what happened? I have a lot more energy. My mind feels a lot more clarity, because a lot of the times we try to tackle so many things at once as an entrepreneur, and the real power comes when you have small victories and you're aware of these small victories, and these small victories basically pump you up and get you excited for the next victory and the next victory. So my morning routine starts now at usually anywhere from 5 to 6 a.m. I wake up early because I gotta pray and I want to start my day before everyone else. Okay, it just gives me an edge when I say to myself, hey, I want to wake up early because I know everyone else is sleeping. And what the way you do that is actually it starts from the day before. You have to plan tomorrow, today, okay? And Jim Rohn, many years ago, talked about this. Planning tomorrow, today. The most successful people in the world, they don't just have a great day. They plan a great day. You don't just have a great sales day. You plan a great sales day. So I'm actually share with you a really cool breakthrough that I had, which was learning from Dr. Joe Dispenza about talking about, where he talks about how you must create a brighter future so that you're not stuck in the past. And a lot of the times, I know myself, I've been stuck in the past. He said this, she said that, he did this, he stole that, she stole that, I can't believe she said that. And you go into this spiral, this spiral negativity where you get sucked into everyone else's drama, into your own drama. And what happens is, very quickly, surely but surely, my car is making a sound of something on the transmission. So I'm not sure what's going on there. But hopefully this doesn't distract me from the podcast like it just did. So what happens is, the way you overcome and then you jump out of bed excited and energized is really by creating a brighter future. What's your brighter future? What's the bright future that awaits you? How can you write it out? How can you start living as if it's already coming to you, as if you're already achieving it? And see, a lot of the times what happens is you may think, but Shaq, I've got bills to pay, I've got employees, you know, I don't have this time to go around and thinking and behaving as if I've manifested all these magical things in my life when I haven't. Well, I understand where you're coming from, because I too used to say that. But here's what I'm going to say. If you can put the past behind you where it belongs, where it doesn't even exist, and you start creating and focusing on a future that's bright, a future that you can be proud of, a future that puts a smile on your face, then what will happen is you will start getting energy from internally, okay? Like, you don't need to have coffee and all these stimulants and Red Bulls and all these fizzy drinks. You can actually generate energy from within. And the way you do that is by the thoughts that you have, is what you put into your body. So when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I remember God, and that's like my first win. And immediately I make my bed. Okay, I make my bed. I have to make my bed. Doesn't matter if I'm staying in fancy hotels, you know, where you have maids and stuff, or like, it just doesn't matter. Like, you make your bed, and it doesn't have to be perfect, but just make your bed. And what happens is, when you make your bed, that you just had a win. Okay, and then immediately I'll go and jump in into a cold shower. Okay, now there's a whole load of research that shows why cold showers work, why they're so important, that why you want to do them. So I'm not going to talk about it right now, but let's just say you want to have cold showers, okay? And when I have a cold shower, or I splash some water on my face, it reminds me, hey, toughen up. The world is out there, but you are tough, okay? Just a simple little act of splashing cold water. And then I go and pray. And usually at that time I use the bathroom, you know, brush my teeth, clean my tongue, floss, all of those good stuff. And then I'll quickly sit on a desk, or I'll even sometimes just sit on my bed after I've made the bed, which I know I'm not going to go back to sleep or anything. And then I'll just journal. Okay, so I usually like to keep my journals out, so there's no thinking required. I just jump out of bed, and then boom, once I've done my morning prayer, I'm now ready to just journal it out. So I'll journal, and I'll journal for about maybe 10 to 15 minutes, one full page of everything that's on my mind, everything that I need to share with myself to get more awareness. Like, how's the day going? Is it good? Is it bad? Can it get better? What are the things that I need to do to have an extraordinary day? So I write these things down, because what you write down and what you speak, it comes into existence. And I want you to know that, right? Right now, your quality of life comes down to the thoughts, the actions, the behaviors, the habits that you've developed. And I'm telling you right now, if you want to truly manifest your dream life, you want to make millions, you want to be able to travel around the world, all of these things comes from the power of your thought. Okay, if you can get this right, everything else flows in. And one of the ways to clarify and clear up your thoughts from your head, when you got bills to pay, when things aren't going right, when you've got fireworks and fire for your firefighting with all your employees, and campaigns ain't going right, and Facebook is putting up the prices, and then Facebook is changing the algorithms, all these things will happen. Okay, I've been doing this stuff for the last 9 years now. There's a day that doesn't go by where this doesn't happen. Your campaign that's working so well, it's making you millions of dollars, overnight it stops working. Whoop, whoop, whoop. What do you do? So all of these things happen and will continue to happen. So this is why it's even more and more important that you develop a mental, strong morning routine. All of the millionaires and the billionaires I know, they all have this in common. So then what I do, after I've journaled and I've written out some of these thoughts, then I'll write down 10 things I'm grateful for. Okay, and sometimes I'll write 5, or I'll tell myself I'm going to write 5. And sometimes I feel like, what do I have to be grateful for? And then I just open up my eyes, and I'm so grateful to be able to live in this beautiful 3-bedroom penthouse in the financial district of London, UK. So I just write down I'm grateful for the weather, I'm grateful for having shoes and having food and having a green drink and having all of these things. And I put down the things that I'm grateful for that money can't buy, you know, like my wife or my family or the love I have for my religion and for God. Like, money can't buy these things. So I remind myself of how good I have it. I remind myself of the little things that are good and great. And it energizes me. Because see, what happens is, when you write down the things that you're grateful for, and when you truly feel it, it's almost like your heart starts pumping cleaner blood. Like, if you're feeling groggy, it's like you can't be sad and angry and depressed and grateful at the same time. So choose gratitude. I remember a long time ago, I had hired this relationship coach. Back then, I must have been 23, 24 years old. I was in this messy relationship. I didn't understand anything about love, anything about relationships. And I remember, you know, after I had broken up, I had hired this coach called Annie Lala. And I remember Annie telling me, Shaq, happiness is a choice. You don't need a certain somebody in your life to be happy. You can choose to be happy. So I'm giving you the option to choose Okay, because you have the option. Maybe you just need a little reminder. That's why it's important to listen to these podcasts each and every single day. Maybe things ain't going right, or maybe things are going right, and you're on top of the world, and you're cashing in, and you're banking big, and you're driving your dream car, and you're doing all these fun things. But guess what? Be more grateful for those things, and it will multiply. Okay, it will multiply. God promises us this: the energy in the world. You know what you're grateful for multiplies. So then what happens is I get on and I usually have a call with my marketing guy. He's based out in India, and I usually just like to just jump in and just call him straight, just to make sure that me and him are on the same wavelength, that we got the same, we're aligned, you know, because he's just someone who's been loyal to my team and to my company and to me for many, many years. He's one of the hardest workers I know. He's multi-talented, runs Facebook ads, email ads, copywriting, funnels, like he can do a lot of stuff. He's really, really good. And so I like to just have one call with him. And then as soon as I've got that call, either I hit the gym, and 5 to 6 days a week, I am very happy to say that I've been going consistently to the gym, because this is one resolution that I started the year off. And out of all of the things that could have gone right, could have gone wrong, blah, 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 that's the one thing I'm super proud of. Even now, I feel much more healthier. My mind is relaxed and fresh, and I'm a lot more calm. I'm a lot less stressed. I'm just a lot more happier, because I've just been working out. And so most of the time, about 80 to 90% of the time, I'll just go running straight, hit the gym. If not, then I'll go upstairs, have a cup of coffee. I usually have just a coffee called Blue Jamaica Mountain. Jamaica Blue Mountain. I don't know the proper name. I think it's Jamaican Blue Mountain. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's about 30, 35 bucks a pot, but it was so good. Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's from a place called Fortnum & Mason. So after I have my coffee, I go and I review the day before I wrote out tasks. Okay, so how I like to write out tasks is I like to review my goals. Then I review, okay, what are the priorities for the week? Then I look at the tasks, the big tasks, what are the big things that needs to get done? Then I go granular and I say, okay, who are the people that can help me achieve and get this done? Because a lot of the times when you're suffering from information overwhelm, you're trying to do so many things. It's not the fact that you're trying to do so many things. It's the fact that you're trying to do so many things by yourself, right? Imagine if you had 5 or 10 people all on the same path. And, you know, I always recommend all of my clients and entrepreneurs to get an office space so that you can have your own quiet time, your own silent space. Because this is where the real magic happens, when there's no one around and it's just you. Because you can't lie to yourself. You can't get interrupted. You can't be with anyone else. You're not wasting time. You just go straight in, focused. And then what happens is, I strongly recommend, you know, as soon as you start making more than a couple of $1,000 a month, probably more than like $5,000 a month, start hiring an assistant, okay? Start hiring an assistant. You know, the first $10,000 per month is the hardest. The first $100,000 per month is the hardest. But then it gets easier. You know, I'm telling you right now, as someone who's been generating more than $100,000 per month for years upon years upon years, and I'm so grateful. And I don't say this to brag or to boast. You know, I'm saying this because, listen, this is the voice of experience. That's why you're listening to this. You know, this is not stuff that you can get from textbook theory. I tried to wake up and do and just be so free. I don't need to do anything. And I tried 10 different routines, but I'm telling you the routine that works. And the routine that works is the one that you look after yourself in the morning. The first 1 to 2 hours of your day is just you. It's just you, and you're making yourself much more powerful. You're making yourself much more confident. You're getting that clarity, and life just becomes happier when you do this, when you operate from that sense. So then what I try to do is I try to do one thing for at least 1 to 3 hours. Okay, I try and get a deep work session done. And what that usually means is it's a $10,000 per hour activity. Now there's $10 per hour activities like answering emails, checking social media, checking stupid stuff like who's liked your Facebook and your Instagram and who's commenting on whatever social platform that you put on, or even checking other people's social media platform. This is like a $10 per hour activity, or even I would say it's a minus $10 per hour activity, because now you just put more crap in your brain of other people's nonsense that you don't need to really see. And I always say, you know, to maximize social media, follow a maximum of 1 to 3 people. Don't try and follow 101 gurus. Don't try and follow 10 different marketers, 10 different ladies, 10 different guys. Because every single time you follow someone, every single time you're consuming someone else's information, guess what? You're not consuming, you're not producing your own. And guess who gets paid? Producers. Guess who gets wealthy? Producers. Guess who becomes rich, famous, and on stage, traveling around the world? Only producers. Producing, producing, producing. That's what matters. And so for me, I try and work out my $10,000 per hour activities. So today, what was my core activities? I was making a sales presentation that went on for maybe 30 to 45 minutes, made sure that's uploaded, made sure that's being emailed out. We're going to start running traffic to that. And it's a campaign where I'm choosing 30 people to work with them and help them come up with a campaign for themselves. I'm going to give them access to some of my courses. That program is going to sell for anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000, and my goal is to get 30 customers at $5,000 to $10,000. So that should bring in anywhere from 150k to 300k on the low end. Okay, that's my goal with this campaign, and we're going to run it for maybe 3 to 5 days, or as soon as all of the spots get taken up. So that's one. And then straight away I created a YouTube video. So if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, make sure you go to youtube.com/Shakir Hussain. Be connected with me on YouTube as well. You get to see behind the scenes of how I'm growing my own business, what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis, the good, the bad, the ugly. I've decided to share it all and rip out my guts and just give it to you straight like no one else is and will. So you can go and check him out. Make sure you subscribe, hit the red button so you can get notified on these videos. Then what I did was I had another call with a couple of my team members. Every Monday I have a team call, an all hands meeting where we review different departments. I tell them the agenda, and how I structure that meeting is I start with the positive focus. What that means is, I learned that from Dan Sullivan, my coach from Strategic Coach. And what that means is I start off with saying 3 positive good things. Because you can always see what's wrong in life. You can always see what's wrong in a company. You can always see what's wrong in an employee, in a customer, in your campaign. So you want to start the day, the week, the meeting off with 3 things that went well. And so for me, it's called the positive focus. So I share 3 good things, and then I go in and I say, okay, here's the focus that we want as a company. You know, our goal is to become the number one e-learning platform with wealthacademy.com. Okay, guys and girls, here's the challenges that I'm facing. And then I'll talk to them about 2 to 3 challenges I'm facing. And today I talked to them and I said, hey guys, listen, I really want to focus on having more of a life, and I don't want to use my phone. I don't want to use email anymore. I don't want to use Skype. I just want to use one platform where I log in and I can see everything at a glance, and we're going to stick with Trello. And so I did a quick little demonstration. I said, listen, I'd really appreciate if every single one of you start using Trello. And so I recommended it to them. I showed them a little demonstration. I showed them how to set up the boards and how to get more productive using Trello. And so, boom, I'm excited. Because now, if someone on my team wants to talk to me, hey, before you talk to me, go on Trello app. Because I'm going to log in a couple of times on Trello, and I'm just going to communicate through there. And now, guess what? I don't have to check my phone like a crack addict. I don't have to get on email and go through and see, oh, what have I missed? Or, oh, this email was here, I sent. Why didn't I respond? All of this stuff. I'm done with it. All right? And then Skype. I mean, Skype I use for interviews and customer calls and doing podcasts and stuff. So sometimes I do have to use Skype, but then what happens is it gets messy when I'm using Skype and I'm talking to someone, and then I've got my team members or I've got someone messaging that shouldn't be messaging. So how do you get more productive? You find ways that's leaking your energy. you find ways to reduce friction. Okay, who's the person in your life that's creating friction? What's the activity that you're doing that's creating friction, right? Like the other day, I catch myself out. I was trying to make one of those YouTube thumbnails, okay? Like a YouTube thumbnail, like is a $10 per hour activity, okay? Like I have my assistant to do that. But for some reason, I thought, okay, you know what? It'd be really cool if I just created one myself. And I think I wasted close to 40 minutes of my life. You know, I'm not a graphic designer. I have no experience in graphics whatsoever. I understand what direct response graphics is. I understand what an amazing high converting image and graphic looks like. But I have no idea how to create it. And I was Googling how to create this sort of image. It's a complete waste of time. Literally the next day, I said to myself, I will never ever do this ever again in my entire life. And I haven't. And so, if you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Shakir Hussain, you're actually going to be able to see the cool new thumbnails that are there. And I can tell you they're not created by me. Okay, I'll have a little bit of input. But again, that's an activity. It drains me. It creates friction. So what do? You delegate it. You eliminate it. And that's how you get your life back. So, each and every single day, I try my best to reduce these things. I try to reduce the friction that's in my head when it comes to creating content, creating wealth, creating income. You know, I want to just reduce all of these things. Even today, I had a surprise bill that I pay £1,000 a month. I think it's about £1,000 a month for someone to handle a specific type of letters for me. Okay, now I actually had no idea that I was paying this, but then I found out, and in the first 1 or 2 minutes, I was thinking to myself, why am I paying someone £1,000 to do this? You know, it's literally like probably less than 5 emails a month and a couple of letters. But then I thought, you know what? That stuff drains me. I don't want to deal with it. I just don't want to deal with it. Even if it takes, say, 5 hours a month, okay, that's like £200 an hour. Is my time worth more than £200 an hour? You betcha. Okay, I value my hourly rate. Personally, if someone wanted consulting with me, it's $3,000 an hour. I wouldn't do it for anything less. And I value myself at $10,000 an hour because I know I've created, I mean, just from my past experience and just where I'm going with my goals and stuff, I have to be focused on only $10,000 per hour activities. I can't be doing low leverage activities. I can't be doing stuff that drains me. Otherwise, how on earth am I going to achieve my goals and my dreams and my ambitions? I won't be able to. So that's my morning routine, and then it goes on to my day. And each and every single day, what I try to do is not just try, but I make this into a habit. I gotta pray 5 times a day, so that's a no-brainer. I gotta make sure no matter what happens, I get that in. I get to call, text, visit my parents because they live about 20 minutes away. So at least three times a week, I really love doing that, surprising them, seeing them. I just want to spend as much time as possible with them. You know, I spend the first close 5 to 10 years of my life traveling around the world, being away from my family, being away from my brothers, sisters, my mom, my dad, my niece and nephew. And growing up, I want to be around family. You know, it just doesn't excite me as much to travel unless it's with my wife. That's exciting. But really, I've traveled for so many years. I just want to spend a good few years and just hang out with my parents. So that's another thing. Another thing is faith, fitness, fun. I try and do something that's fun. I try and do something that where I'm growing and I'm learning a new skill. Like right now, I'm about to go in for my Arabic class. Ramadan is coming up. Ramadan is a time where Muslims have to fast for 30 days. And so Ramadan is coming up. So I've enrolled in a 6-week or an 8-week course on preparing for Ramadan. And I'm excited by that because it means I'm learning something and I'm preparing for 6 to 8 weeks time. When Ramadan does come, I'm much more educated on how to handle it. Not that I haven't fasted, because as a Muslim, I've been fasting pretty much ever since I was a kid, one month out of the whole year. And so I try and get a few things done like that. I try and always look for one activity that's going to develop my products better, one activity that's going to develop my marketing better, one activity that's going to increase my income exponentially. These are stuff like joint venture partner opportunities, podcasts, connecting with people that are much more successful than me, connecting with influencers that have a wider reach, just doing something that's high leverage. It's not an immediate payoff, but the payoff will come over time. And, you know, it's funny because this morning I woke up to maybe 25,000 plus 9,000 pounds, which is about 11,000, 25,000, 35,000, close to $40,000 worth of sales that's going to come in today, tomorrow, basically this week. And I think about 25K or something has come in already, or it's about to. Anyway, like, I just basically got notified, hey, you know, clients are going ahead with these sales. God bless the business. God bless the clients as well. And God bless me as well to be able to deliver a great service to them. And, you know, it's close to, say, $40,000. And, you know, that came because of a sales pipeline. That didn't come just because, oh, I did something now and it came today. That's because it came because for the last 6 months, 12 months, 1 year, maybe even longer, 2 years, I've been developing these relationships with my clients. I've been developing these relationships with my prospects where they get to know, like, and trust me, and they get to follow me. And now they've said, okay, you know what? I'm interested in this offer. And so what I would want to encourage you as well is start developing a profit pipeline, a sales pipeline. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this. I gotta go. I want to go on time for my class. It's about a 2-hour class, and then I'm going to go spend an hour with my family. And then I'm going to get some early night sleep because I'm getting ready for tomorrow. Plan tomorrow today. I hope you enjoyed this morning routine behind the scenes of how I operate my life, and I will speak to you tomorrow. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.